Find your position, comfortable, supported, still. Let your eyes close. And your breath, just notice it, in and out, whatever pace it finds on its own. Just take a few breaths together, in through the nose, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more in, 2, 3, 4, and all the way out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the weight of your body, your shoulders down, jaw easy, hands open. The surface beneath you solid and real. Feel the particular quality of being fully supported, the ground doing its work, holding everything, asking nothing in return. Let that quality of being held spread through the whole body, your chest softening, your breath deepening, your body settling into itself, into the steady, quiet fact of being here. This session worked with the territory that is most personal. Arrive with some gentleness. The library is ready for what you're bringing. Let's state your anchor word. Go to the door, open it, and step through. Feel the familiar quality of air, cooler, stiller, the scent of the library present and welcoming. The stairs, 10 steps down. 10. 9. 8. Deeper with each step, your body settling into the particular quality this place has. Real, solid, completely yours. 7. 6. 5. Quiet arriving, the warmth of somewhere you belong, a breath that feels a little more, your jaw softening a little more. 4. 3. 2. 1. The light warm and steady. The library waiting. And arrive. Feel the library, the warmth of the light on your skin, the scent of the space clean and deep, the floor solid beneath you, the thousands of books stretching back, the whole accumulated record of your experience, all of it here and all of it working. The updating section, getting fuller and fuller. The display stand with the responses at the front. The pattern palace, solid and well lit. Everything the previous sessions have built, present and available. Today, the library receives 3 specific updates, all in the same domain, the internal domain. The territory that is most personal. And Dai is ready. The quality of Dai's presence today is particularly open, leaning in, completely attentive. The library has a review section, a place where events are examined after they happen. What occurred, what can be learned, what to carry forward, what to do differently. This section serves a genuine and important purpose. It's how Dai learns, how the library updates, how experience becomes wisdom. It processes events and choices and patterns. It is always available, and it is working well. Today, Dai receives a clear update about this section's brief. The review section processes events. What happened, what the impact was, what to learn, what to do differently next time. This is its purpose, and it serves it completely. Conclusions about the event stay in the review section. Conclusions about the person who had the event belong somewhere else, in the identity section, which receives its updates deliberately, consciously from the working relationship between you and Dai. The identity section is built with intention. It holds what you have chosen to file there. Dai receives this boundary now, specifically, clearly. The review section examines what happened. The identity section holds who you are. The two sections are distinct. Each processes what belongs to it. And the signal that tells the system which section is processing, Dai knows it. The quality of it changes. The weight of it shifts. When the commentary is about the event, the review section is active. When it reaches for the person, the update is clear. That belongs to the identity section, which is updated deliberately, consciously, from here. Dai files this update. The review section has its brief. The identity section is yours to update intentionally, and both sections now know exactly what they hold. Dai receives a new first reach pattern today. For the moments when the internal system turns its focus inward and a loop begins to build. This pattern is simple enough to run in any condition. Simple enough for the middle of the night. Simple enough for the moment when resources are at their most stretched. 3 steps, installed now, directly as the response arrives first. Step 1, name it. 2 or 3 words, the name that belongs to this particular loop. Something simple, the words that carry recognition, that shift the system from inside the loop to above it. The naming does something immediate. It tells your system that this is a known pattern, and known patterns can be met with a known response. Dai is no longer inside the pattern. Dai is observing it. Step 2, ground it. Physical, always physical. The body is always in the present moment. Feet on the floor, feel that now. The solid reality of the floor beneath you. A hand on the chest, the warmth of it, the steady rise and fall of the breath. Whatever physical anchor is available, the body's present moment reality is always accessible, always real, always here. Step 3, hold it as interpretation. The loop carries certainty, and that certainty is Dai's pattern. It is not the final word on reality. Whatever the loop is building towards, it is an interpretation of available signals. Holding it as interpretation means holding it alongside other interpretations. It means the conclusion is still forming. It means there is time and more information is available. Name it, ground it, hold it as interpretation. Dai files this now as the new first reach for the loop entry point. When that first thought arrives, the specific one identified before this session, this 3-step pattern runs first. The system has somewhere to go. The ground is available immediately. The interpretation remains open. The signal arrived. Something small. A message, a tone, a moment of distance. Charlie noticed the signal carried information. That information deserves to be received and acknowledged. That is always the first step. And now, Dai receives an update about what happens next. A gap between signal and conclusion. Feel that quality now. The physical sense of a held space. Your breath easy. Your chest open. Your body steady. This is the gap. This is what's available between signal and conclusion. In that gap, multiple possibilities. The signal carries information, and information is available from more than one direction. The message, the tone, the moment of distance, these could arrive from many places. The gap holds them all, open, present, unhurried. The pattern Dai files for this type of signal, receive it, acknowledge it, and hold the gap open. The conclusion will arrive with evidence. Evidence that is available in 24 hours and is almost always richer and more complete than what is available in the first moments after the signal. And in those 24 hours, attention moves deliberately towards what is present, the interactions that are warm, the acknowledgements that arrive, the ordinary evidence of connection that is available when the attention is open to receiving it. Dai files what is attended to. Deliberate attention to the full picture gives the library a complete picture to work with. The gap, present, available. Filed now as the pattern that runs first when a strong signal arrives, held open, spacious, and completely yours. The identity sentence, the one written before the session, the person you want to be in your own company when the difficult thought arrives. Hold it now, the sense of it. The quality of it, what it's like to be that person in the space of your own mind. Dai receives this now as a library entry, filed with the same weight and the same accessibility as the patterns that have been established the longest. What changes a library is filing. Every time this identity runs, even once in a moment where it hasn't run before, even briefly, even imperfectly, even imperfectly, Dai files it. Another entry, another piece of evidence that this is who is here. The library builds in the direction of what is actually happening, and what is actually happening from this session forward includes this, a person who can be their own steady ground. Feel the quality of that now, in the body. The physical sense of being grounded in yourself, steady, present, available to your own experience from a place that does not move. The chest open, the breath easy, the body at rest and fully present. This is not a state that requires the thoughts to be quiet. This is a state that exists regardless of what is passing through. The ground beneath the weather, always present, always available, already here. Dai has this now. The library has this now. The identity is filed. The quality is real, and it grows with every session, every moment of evidence, every time the ground is found and stood on and felt. Take a last look at the library. Three updates filed today. The review section's clear brief. The loop interrupt. Name it, ground it, hold it as interpretation, the gap before the conclusion, and underneath all three, the identity that holds them together. Feel the quality of all of it, present and real in this space. These travel with you, as patterns now available in the library, present the next time the system needs them. Now make your way to the stairs. 10 steps back up. 1. 2. Carrying the steadiness. 3. 4. 5. The body easy, the ground present. 6. 7. 8. 9. And 10. Back through the door. Notice the room, your hands resting easy, the breath slower and steadier than when you began, the body carrying something real. Gentle movement when you're ready. Bring gentle movement when you're ready, your fingers first, and then a nice, long breath. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Remember, you are the ground, and the ground is always here.